Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Good evening. This is Michael Bazzelli. I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and our topic for this evening is sex with strangers at the City Theater.
Oh, yes! Sex with Strangers is the title of the play.
Oh, I wasn't clear on that.
Okay. Oh, my. Written by Eason?
Laura Eason,
yes, correct.
Who also writes for House of Cards. She's a screenwriter, too.
Oh, well. Sex with Strangers. You know what? It was, the story is about two writers who get stranded in a writer's retreat.
Due to a snowstorm.
Right, in a very, lovely set by Tony Ferrari.
Of course.
Right, it's snowing in the background.
Tony Ferrari set museum. I would go there and hang out, have like magicians in one and jugglers and serve drinks. I mean, I just want to be wherever his sets are that he makes. I want to be there.
They are beautiful. So they go to the writer's retreat. They do not like each other at first. But they seem to be envious of each other's career paths.
And what's interesting about their relationship is that he's a 20-something young man, and she's a 40-ish.
I think just turning 40 or having a significant birthday, because you mentioned a significant birthday.
Yeah, a woman. And so their electricity, I thought they had great chemistry together.
Oh, yes.
Was Megan Byrne.
Right, and Nick DeCosse.
And Nick DeCosse was the male lead. And I thought Nick DeCosse played his role with such charm
and
charisma.
Yes.
And energy. He was just so likable, even though he had a lot of foibles.
Right.
And Megan Byrne, the same. She played her role, Olivia, with such a sweet vulnerability and innocence that kind of belied her age, but yet they were both such likable characters.
They were really well-drawn characters,
yes.
I think.
Yes, not only the way they were written, but the way they performed.
Right, yeah, good. I think the actors captured the nuances of the...
The actual characters.
The characters, yes.
They were both likable.
You wanted to believe that they were those people at a certain point. Yeah. Really fun. It takes some strange twists. I always wonder if this for other people. It was a writer writing about writing. I always wonder if that's too difficult. Like, because it's, for me, it's cool.
Because you're a writer.
Yeah, but I always wonder if that's a little too dense for, like, regular audiences or too boring.
I didn't find it to be so. Like, of course, I'm superior in intelligence.
Oh, okay.
But no,
I don't know
I
if I'd
want
to go see, like, a play about plumbers, you know, talking about plumbing stuff.
But no, this was, I thought it was very interesting, and I got a little bit of insight into what it really takes to be a writer, and I found it very interesting. I liked that part of it, because it was, at times, so funny and so sharp, sharp dialogue and the wit was so wonderful, but yet there was an intelligent side to it, too,
yeah.
And in Act Two, we got into a lot of really emotional looks into their relationship, but I thought it was a nice balance between intellectual and really funny.
Yes, yes. You know, I would like to say that, like, Sex with Strangers, Eason's work here today was witty, sharp, and enjoyable.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I imagine the
fun
director...
Fun night out. Like, all Sex with Strangers, it's a fun night out.
And I imagine the director, Christian Parker, probably had fun directing this.
Oh,
because
well.
Of all the... physical things that happened in it, let's just say. And the other thing, I wanted to mention that I really liked the ending, and no spoilers. I know, no spoilers. But what I liked about the ending,
I think the ending's almost spoiler free because it's nebulous.
But that's what I liked about it. As we walked out of the theater, I could hear everybody that was leaving having the same discussion as we were about, I wonder if.
A woman came up to me and said, "What do you think happened?" And I told her, of course, because I know.
we both hoped the same thing would happen. Mm. But I heard some other people saying they didn't think it would. That was just interesting. All around, I really enjoyed it. I was glad I went.
Fun time. It's a fun time to have sex with strangers at the City Theater.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.